FBI SWAT agents are accused of mistakenly raiding the wrong house in October 2017, traumatizing an innocent family living inside. And now, the Supreme Court has decided to hear the family's case and decide if the victims can sue the federal government. Trina Martin, her partner Toy, and her then 7-year-old son Gabe were jolted awake when FBI agents entered their home with a flashbang grenade that exploded in their living room. Lawyers for the family say Toy pulled Trina into the bedroom closet, fearing the house was being robbed, and reached for his legally owned firearm. That's when a federal agent barged in, threw Toy on the ground, pointed their guns at them, and began interrogating them. Gabe was separated from his mom and Toy as agents stormed his bedroom with guns drawn. Agents soon realized they were at the wrong house. Trina, Toy, and Gabe were not suspects. Federal agents had a warrant for a house with a different address. They were looking for a gang member named Joseph Riley, who lived less than 500 feet away from the family. One of the FBI agents told the family that the federal government would take care of any damages to their house. The family's lawyers say Toy called the number the FBI agent gave to them and, quote, "It quickly became clear that the federal government did not plan to help. With no other way to recover for these injuries, Trina, Gabe, and Toy filed a lawsuit under the FTCA. The FTCA, or Federal Tort Claims Act, allows people to sue the federal government for most torts, such as personal injury or property damage caused by federal employees acting within the scope of their duties. It's a waiver of sovereign immunity in specific cases. They filed several state law claims under the FTCA, including false arrest, negligence, false imprisonment, and assault and battery. The federal government has sovereign immunity, meaning the government can only be sued if it gives consent to be sued. Trina released a statement through lawyers saying, "What happened to us was deeply unjust, and I'm relieved that the Supreme Court is taking up our fight for justice and accountability. Congress wanted people in our unfortunate position to have the right to sue. When the government harms innocent people, it has a responsibility to make things right." Oral arguments are expected this year.